31 Days Ablaze. Here we go again in the sight of God, of Christ. Again, never forget, living Christ, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, we're going to take a look today. Listen, this is the book of Revelation, Apocalypse of Jesu Christu. This is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Notice not revelations, plural, revelation of Jesus Christ. The entire book is considered a revelation, an apocalypse. It is this massive, massive prophecy. And so if you go to the book of Revelation, just to read chapter 1, starting in verse 1, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants, that's you and I, what must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw. That is, listen now, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. Blessed is the one who reads the words of this prophecy. And blessed are those who hear it and take to heart what is written in it, because the time is near. Wow, this is prophetic revelation, chapter 1, verse 1, verse 2, verse 3. Again, written 2,000 or approximately 2,000 years ago, but this is the apocalypse of Jesu Christu. God gave to show servants, you and I, the book of Revelation is to be read again and again and again and studied. Don't pay any mind to those who say, well, it's a book you can't understand. Their incompetence will lead them to lose the blessings, the threefold blessing of verse 3. Blessed is the one who reads. Well, blessed is the one who are those who hear, and blessed also those who take to heart. It's called the words of this prophecy. The words of this prophecy. And so this opening chapter is explosive. I mean, Jesus is all over it from beginning to end. Ending in verse 5, we read, to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father, to him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Now, verse 7 is once again the Spirit of God taking, at that time, what was written 600 years prior in the book of Daniel, chapter 7. Now, what we have here is the combination of the Spirit of God's prophetic writings, of the most prophetic book in all of Scripture, other than, well, even beyond Daniel. But we have the connection here now with Daniel. The Spirit of God's work in prophetic writings in all of Scripture is amazing. Once again, irregardless of the 40 writers of Scripture, the three continents and three languages they've come from, and the centuries that, you know, separated them, one writer, one author, God, the Spirit of God, guiding and leading, being able to take any verse, any place, any time, and then bring it in the context of further and broader revelation. And that's why we see so much of the Old Testament quoted in the New Testament. Dear believer, can you quote the Word of God? I would hope that you would memorize verse 7. I think verses 1 through 7 should be memorized. Actually, verses 1 through 8. Wow, to know this again and read it over and over and over again. Verse 7 says, look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. Very clear. It's done deal, man. God and what he has prophesied, you cannot alter it. It is irrevocable. And so now, 2,600 years ago in Daniel, there's this prophecy of the second coming of Christ in reference to Revelation 19. We notice that Jesus ascends in Acts chapter 1 among the clouds, and the angels of God tell the believers, hey, this same Jesus This same Jesus, he's going to return in the same way, coming in the clouds. You can read about that in Matthew 24. Coming in the clouds, it's consistent. The Spirit's work in the revelation of the second coming of Christ is consistent in Daniel, in Matthew, other places, and here in Revelation. And God says, look, and God says, behold, and God says, oh, dear Christian, this is in reference to those who have taken the mark of the beast, worshipped the image of the beast, probably demonically charged, enraged, gathered together at Armageddon. They're there in opposition to God. They're there in opposition to Christ, the Messiah. The reason the peoples, and it says here, all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him, because of Christ. See, in the first coming, it's good news of great joy. In the first coming, the angels, there's praise given because of God's favor. This is for all the people. There's great good news about the first coming. Salvation for everyone. To the ends of the earth, Christ has come. Salvation and healing and deliverance and restoration and a new heaven and a new earth and indestructible immortality. Forgiveness of sin, power for living. God's indwelling presence for those who would believe and receive him. But by the time this prophecy is fulfilled, all of those who have believed in Christ have been caught up, glorified, and are with him in those indestructible, immortal bodies. This is part of the warning. This is part of the message to right now we need to scream it out to the globalists and Luciferians and those in the occult and the New Age and the Satanists and so forth. And God says, look, Christ is coming with the clouds and every eye will see him. This is now the visible descent. This is now the visible return. Not the coming of a suffering Savior, Isaiah 53, but the coming of God in the visible revelation of Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, even those who pierced him. And all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. Verse 8 is a resounding revelation of Christ speaking. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. If you will circle verse 8, mark down Isaiah chapter 6. When Isaiah, 700 years before God came into human flesh, sees Christ, the eternal Christ, God on the throne, he sees Yahweh Adonai. And the singing out and the crying out, the Lord God Almighty, who is, was, and is to come. Before the first coming, a glimpse of the unchanging God. You see, God has been God before he came here in human flesh. He's the eternal Logos, God who then stepped into time and space, took on human flesh. After it's all done, he's able to say what he's always been able to say. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Listen as Jesus imprints this into our hearts and minds. This is your Savior. This is your God. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Now you can see from verses 7 and 8, the Spirit's work in prophetic writings, prophetic revelation. Isaiah 6. The book of Daniel, chapter 7. Jesus now, God in human flesh in Matthew 24, even quoting out of Daniel about the abomination that brings desolation. The Holy Spirit is very clear and consistent all the way through. That's why we need to read all of what he has said. All of what he said. All the prophetic revelation. How much do you know? How much have you read? How much have you memorized? What do you got down? Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Let that word of God dwell in you richly. We read this in Colossians 3. Or in Psalm 1, to meditate on the word of God, to bring it into our mind, to think it through, to rotate it, per se, in the mind and heart. And think on it. Memorization and thinking on it while we memorize and allowing the Spirit of God to illuminate it, nailing it down in our heart for its full effect in us so it can have its full effect through us, speaking it. And I think that now is the time that we bring out prophetic writings. Remember Romans 16, 26? Now revealed and made known. God's entire plan, God's entire revelation, God's entire heart. Now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God. And it's all about leading the nations to God, to Christ, salvation. Verse 7, written 2,000 years ago, quoted out of Daniel 2,600 years ago. It's when it originally was given. And it's all about Revelation 19:20. It's all about warning political, governmental, military, world leaders and nations and peoples that the Alpha and the Omega. I want you to hear now, because we know Jesus is Savior and Lord. Do you understand that he is, as I quote Revelation 1:8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, Christ, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. Isaiah 6, before his visible in the flesh appearance, he's called the Lord God Almighty. Here it is again. No wonder Thomas finally fell to his knees and said, my Lord and my God. Wow. Today you and I can bow in the sight of the living Christ, Yahweh Adonai, the Lord God Almighty. This is, O God, Christ, the Alpha and the Omega, the Lord God. You, well, who is, who was, and who is to come, you, Lord Jesus, are the Almighty. May the Spirit of God also be glorified in the incredible work of the inspiration, the giving of the Word of God. It's incredible depth. It's incredible unity. Sequence, progression. May the Spirit of God who dwells in you as a believer illuminate and let this amaze us. Bringing it all together, 2,600 years ago, Daniel, 2,700 years ago, Isaiah, 2,000 years ago, this is written. And here you and I are in this moment of time, the same Holy Spirit that guided Daniel, that led Isaiah in Isaiah 6 and brought the prophecies of Isaiah, the same Spirit of God that gave the New Testament, that guided John on the Isle of Patmos, dwelling in you. These are his words. Oh, let's revere God, the Holy Spirit. Let's take in the words of God, the Holy Spirit. Let's grasp the language of God, the Holy Spirit, the revelation of God, the Holy Spirit, the prophetic revelation of God, the Holy Spirit. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him. Even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net.